Hello, calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representative sample of all ages, let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1955.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Black.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Hello? Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Almost certain to vote.
Almost certain, okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. Which number?
10.
10, okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Again, on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
My one vote probably got 2%, I don't know. Your one vote, you need some more than one vote.
Okay, from 0 to 10?
2.
2. And thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, okay? I have criminal justice reform, climate change, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, immigration, cost of living and inflation, abortion, healthcare, crime and violence, or voting rights and democracy.
There's so many. How many can you pick?
You can select up to 2.
Up to what?
2.
The civil rights and
criminal justice reform, climate change, racism, jobs and the economy, student loan forgiveness, immigration, Palestine conflict, cost of living.
I did say immigration, but
okay.
Important too, but anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And now, I know all are important, but you can only select 2. Now, I would like to rate your feelings about some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, just let me know, okay? The first one, Republicans in Congress in general. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
0.
The next one, Kamala Harris.
8.
Democrats in Congress.
8.
Hakeem Jeffries.
9.
Donald Trump?
0.
And Joe Biden?
8.
8, thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or independent candidate? Undecided, or will you not vote?
No, Joe Biden.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
A Democratic candidate.
And would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Well, better under Biden.
Okay. And is that much better or just somewhat better under Biden?
I think it's much better because on the end of Trump, he wasn't really doing too much for COVID. So
okay.
People were dropping out like flies. Thank you.
And now, will you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or will it make no difference to you? The first one is too woke. Is that much more likely
really
to support?
Understand. I don't understand what woke is, though.
Okay, no problem. We can go to the next one. Wants to build black wealth. Much more likely to support,
well,
somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely to support that candidate.
Say that one more time.
Wants to build black wealth.
Well, I could say I would support that, being that I'm black and I'm poor. Okay, go ahead to the next one.
Okay, to the next one. And bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable. Okay.
Please
much more likely
down
to support, somewhat more
yeah,
likely, somewhat less, or much less.
Say that again.
Much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, or most less likely to support
much,
a candidate who...
Much more likely to support.
Okay. The next one is honest and ethical.
Is what now?
Is honest and ethical.
Yeah, honest and ethical. Yeah.
Okay,
much
more,
more
likely.
Support.
Somewhat more.
Much more.
Okay. The next one, fight racism and discrimination.
Yes, much more likely.
The next one, protect abortion rights.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely to support.
You got to be more or less. I'm in the middle with that. I mean, I think a person should have a choice. Yeah.
Okay, but I just have four options. Which one should I record for you? Somewhat
okay.
More likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Less, okay.
Somewhat
and the
more likely.
Okay, and the last one is effective and get things done. Much more likely, somewhat more,
much
somewhat
more
less,
likely.
Or much less. Much more
much
likely,
more
okay? And for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10,
8, 7.
Bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10.
I still say 7 or 8. 7.
Okay. Secure the border.
I don't really know about securing the border so much, but I'll just still say 7.
7. Defend democracy. The next one, defend democracy, from 0 to 10.
Oh, from 0 to 10. I say 8.
The next one, look out for people like me, from 0 to 10.
Seven, because they don't care about old people.
Put people over politics, from 0 to 10.
Say that again.
Put people over politics, from 0 to 10.
Oh, people over politics. 9.
9. And the last one, grows the economy, from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay, thank you. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. The first one, as an entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years. That makes you feel extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, somewhat or zero, from 0 to 10?
9,
okay. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10? Okay. As a working parent, my family now has the healthcare coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. From 0 to 10?
I think they do insurance pretty. 10.
Okay, the last two. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 relief check that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10?
I say 9.
Okay, the last one. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provides real relief and help working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
Well, I don't have any little children, but I'll just say 8.
Okay, thank you. Just in general. And now I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. And please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Eliminate $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Send out $1,400 cash relief check under the American Rescue Plan. Or the last three, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, or invested $12 million in food assistance programs like SNAP.
Okay, well, I just say 10.
But you can select the 2 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
Two that had the biggest impact.
Yes, please. And I can repeat those if you want.
Yeah, repeat it so I can pick me up.
Okay. The first one is invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. The next one, cutting credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Sent out $1,400 cash relief check under the American Rescue Plan, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, and invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. So,
okay.
The two actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life.
The food assistance programs and the prescription. Lowering the prescription.
Okay, let me record that. Thank you. And now, we're almost done with the survey again. We're 85% now. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote for a Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. And which of the following statements come closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? The first one, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty, or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress And for each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrat in Congress. 5, it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reasons to vote for Democrat for Congress. The first one, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive healthcare, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expand coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
What's the last part you said about it?
As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023.
Okay. And what am I supposed to answer?
From 0 to 10, how convincing reasons to vote for Democrats for Congress after hearing
zero
that?
To 10.
10, okay. And no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing reasons to vote for Democrats in Congress?
You said from 0 to 10.
Yes.
8.
10. Okay. The next one. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. How convincing was that from 0 to 10?
10.
And the last two, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. How convincing was that from 0 to 10?
10.
And the last one, gun violence is out of control in America. Republicans in Congress sent through and prayers instead of taking real actions. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that to support Democrats in Congress?
Ten.
Okay, thank you. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again, and we are done. Thank you again for your patience. How motivated are you to vote in the...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? From 0 to 10. 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
4.
Hello?
4.
4, okay. Sometimes in service like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or will you not vote?
A Democratic candidate.
Okay. And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. The first one is wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10?
8.
Bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10?
What they're doing now?
Bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable.
Seven.
Seven, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18, yes or no? Hello?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I consider myself a strong Democrat.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporal?
I'm retired.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
I just had my social security check. I don't know how much that was. Let me see. About 17,000.
Okay, thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend your religious services? More than once a week. Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.